Idaho Bean Commission proposes raising bean assessments. David Sparks, Idaho Ag Today, with Idaho Farm Bureau spokesperson Sean Ellis.
The bean growers in Idaho, there are a lot of bean growers. It might surprise people how many bean growers there are. There's about 40,000 acres of dry beans grown in Idaho. The bean growers themselves formed the Idaho Bean Commission in 1949 to promote, market, defend the industry. It's fund research that's beneficial to growers. They assess themselves. They're assessed 8 cents for every 100 pounds of beans they grow, and the state's bean dealers pay 4 cents for every 100 pounds of beans they process. Well, the Bean Commission is proposing to raise the assessment that bean dealers pay to 8 cents per 100 pounds of beans that they're processed. So the bean dealers would be faced with an increase of 4 cents per 100 pounds processed. What the Bean Commission is doing is they're putting that out there to give the industry time to say yay or nay to know whether they're going to approve it or not. So this is not attacking anybody except for the bean industry themselves, and they want to make sure they're okay with that. The reason is costs have gone up a lot. The bean assessment in Idaho has not been raised since 1992. As you can imagine, 32 years, especially the last 2 or 3 years, costs skyrocketed. And so the amount of money that the Bean Commission has to operate on is basically the same as it was 3 decades ago. So nobody wants to raise the assessment, but the commissioners on the Bean Commission are saying they have no choice at this point. They just want to make sure industry is okay with this before they proceed.
So that's the price of doing business, in effect.
Exactly. If you want to stay relevant and do business, you got to cover the cost.
That is exactly right. This report was produced by the Ag Information Network. I'm David Sparks.